I'd like to present to you now the next speaker, because it's 10:15 and this presentation by the speaker is till about 10:45. It'll be his program. Everything that he says is coming from his heart, from his soul, from his spirit, from his mind. None of this is prepared in advance. The focus theme is Native American origins of the Old Spanish Trail, and the presenters have different topics. So it's their experience, their interpretations, and it all fits in. There's an interface, like we're all here. We're all different people, but we're all here. Bueno, Tuk, thank you. Okay, our first speaker, Tuca Tohama. He lives here in Taos area. I met him in Moro Valley. Okay, Tuk.
Hena, naetia kote, chitia adno ane, nane inioho. Good morning, people.
Good morning.
I am Southern Cheyenne. I'm a savage. An Indian first. What I said was hold true and think of me in a good way, and I will do the same for you. What I would like to speak about first, I would like to acknowledge both my two sister friends who have been in here, Carolyn, Susan, Sue, Doug, my nephew, adopted nephew, Walter Herrera, Pat, my head, and Marianne, Lloyd Rivera. I am outspoken. We have brilliant, good people who write the programs out. But us that speak about what is, we are the cornerstone. We are the foundation of what is. I speak. First, let me ask you a question, those of you who took history. Where were you if you took American Indian history? Where were you? Where would your GPA be for the semester if taught from where it started, not from what's read in a book? The knowledge that I speak about and what I talk about comes from the buffalo robes and the elk skins. I had the best teachers, Circle of Elders, from the Crow Ventures, Navajo, the Navajo, the Zuni, the Hopi. They don't like to be called that. They like to be called Dene. The Arapahoes I sat in council with that taught me 28 different Indian languages that I was taught, the traditions and how to handle ourselves. I don't think bad about people because that would change the taste of my coffee, and I don't like that. What I will talk about is the wars that went on and the politicians, political hypocrisy that try to hide everything that went on a peace treaty. We call them treaty lies. Well, that's what my people call them. That's what I call them, too. I don't dwell in politics. I don't care for them, period. I voted once for one man. I almost got beat up. That is one place where we went to vote because I expressed what I felt. I was ready for it. Anyway, nothing happened. Everything went well. But the guy that I voted for quit before the tally came out. Now, he booked. Also, I would like to say that I speak from the heart. Hold Leonard Peltier in your prayers, in your heart. He's coming up for a hearing. 28 years in prison and hasn't been charged with anything. He's my adopted nephew by Indian tradition. I will talk now about one of the first treaties that my people were handed, the Cheyenne Cree, that's what I am. It said that, and they were true to the word, said they were going to move us down the roadway because a fort was going to be built there. There's one lady, Paula Christensen, came out after they moved us. This is just a little ways. That's not all the way up to Canada, all right? She came out later on, and this is in your history books. If you read back to the real history books, not the Grinnells or all these other people that say, well, I sat with the elders. We talked. They thought so much of me that they gave me their war shield. That don't happen. It's a war shield that belongs to an elder. If he does not wish to pass it down to a young child, they will tie a rock on it and send it back down to the bottom of the river, because that's where everything comes from. They said that they would move us a little ways. They moved us all the way up below Saskatchewan, Canada. This lady, in 1774, started selling Indian property, $10 an acre. People call it land grants out here. This land don't belong to us. We are the caretakers. We are the ones that look after Mother Earth. Okay, now, another thing, I'll get back to that in a few minutes. Where would you be, would you feel safe flying if buffalo had wings? Would you? Now they sell, you know, you feel safe now. Buffaloes can't fly. In grocery stores and in restaurants, they sell the buffalo wings now. All right? All right. It's good to hear people laugh. Laughter is good medicine for the heart. I had another question, but it's somewhere in there. Anyway, getting back to this lady selling an acre, we left the reservation they put us on right after we've met with Nez Perez, that they were chasing them. They were fighting the Blackfoot and the Crow, the Arapaho, the Crow Ventures, and the Cheyenne fought with Nez Perez to keep their people safe. The same people that we call them Christian Indians that got baptized, which is their choice. We have a choice. We chose to remain who and what we are. They turned against even our people and against the Arapahos. I have it on video. We've seen it. The elder that spoke in that video, he's the youngest, 114 years old, and still stood up and walked straight like everybody should, whether if you're Indian, Japanese, or whatever. Don't look down. You haven't lost anything. Look straight out at people and say, have a nice day. They say, yeah, you too. That's fine. If not, you said have a nice day. That's all that matters. I have a lot of, I'll get back to the other stuff in a few minutes. I have a lot of people to be thankful for, in particular, and they're always with me in the sweat lodge, in my thoughts. Carolyn, Susan, Sue, Doug, they've been there for me. We were downtown one time at a patch on one eye, I think, or it was Blair, I couldn't see. We just left the eye doctor. Walking downtown, Governor's Palace. Sue said, I have a splinter. So me, I'm the savage with a knife, all right? Pulled down my pocket knife and I went to dig it. I said, wait a minute, you're blind. Yeah, I was for a little bit. Getting back to this lady selling property. They not only moved us out, they moved the Crow Ventures and Abashi. Wetopia don't exist anymore. In our hearts they do, and in the buffalo robes and elk skins. Those are the real books of the dictionary, the real books that gave us history, gave you history. Our elders passed from way back. Those are the great teachers, the great minds that taught us. I was taught that's the best school there is. We not only fought our own people, you know, from other nations. Shoshone we never hung around with because they were turncoats. Whether if it goes on CD or it's printed in the paper, they turn against their own people. It said in the paper that I was going to talk about my people and the Utes and the Hakari Apaches. I read and write the language. I read and write Ute. My people ran into the Comanches and the Utes, when they crossed the Platte River going north, they were looking for the children that they were kidnapped. I haven't forgotten about the acreage that they sold. I'll get back to in a few minutes. They were looking for children that were stolen and taken out through where the Coyoteros went to the old Spanish trail. We didn't want to fight anybody, but these other people were outnumbered, and they call us the mystery people, the Cheyenne people. Speak Algonquin, Cree, Cheyenne. Sign language is hard to understand, so sign language is universal through all nations. This lady sold all this property. Then later on, when the Potawatomi came out, they took that lady away because she had the troops come in and move them out of choice land, fertile. Anything could grow. Texas thinks they have the biggest things growing there, go out to fertile soil up around the Hualapais. This lady, I guess she meant well, but money talks. We lost all that land. Nez Perez lost all that land. Kalichpa Indians don't exist anymore. Have you ever heard of them? What happened to history? Did you take Indian history? The Tehachapas related to the Kinkapoos. Anybody ever hear of the Kinkapoos? Yes. Beautiful people, aren't they? But they can't dance. All right? I beat them at the powwows. I do contest dancing. And I beat them, but they are beautiful people. What about the Harespas? Have anybody heard of the Harespas? They're part of the Jacaria Apaches, like Nana, Mangas Coloradas. His stepmother was Jacaria Apache. You know, I run a traditional sweat lodge. I give my word, and that's what I live up to. I'm a big person to back up commitments. If I give you my word, that's what I'm going to do. This program, from what I understand, was supposed to go to Abiquiu. But this lady down there, well, you got to have this, you got to have that. They asked my friend Lloyd Rivera for the speakers, and I was the first one that he talked to. I gave my word, and here I am. I have my notes over there somewhere. But everything I read is in my mind. Everything that I was taught by my elders, I remember. Now, they said before, I'd take my notes and they would make copies or something. That's going in my book. I'm writing another book. I have a book over here. I'm going to have a book signing later. Good stuff, reading, good reading stuff. We were at a sweat lodge one time, and I was using liquid ocote to start the fire. And I saw this person rolling back on it. I put gas in it, and it blew up. It's fun. We have a lot of fun in the sweat lodge. It spun. It spun Walter around. It moved him from one side of the sweat lodge to the other. And he was pushing against the back, trying to find the door, and the door's way over here on the other side, facing east. I was way over on the other side. Water, ladle, everything. In my yard, there's dogs. They're mean. But what you have to worry about is a 40-pound rooster. Attacked a Pueblo warrior over there with a black hat. He has a scar to carry it. Getting back to this property being sold, we've been given over 500 peace treaties, and the only one that they kept was moving us from our land. They removed me and a whole bunch of other children from our parents because they were ignorant, they were illiterate. They couldn't teach us. Yet we survived the Black Robes and the early 1700s. We survived Columbus. Custer. That's another thing. He didn't get killed for nobody's sins. He got his butt kicked. He smoked a peace pipe. You don't insult a peace pipe. You give it your word. And that's what it is. He married into the Cheyenne Nations. He has a daughter now and grandchildren. His daughter walks around with her head covered, ashamed of being Custer's daughter. He turned against his own people. He led a whole bunch of troops, His big mistake was fighting the same people that sat in council with him when he smoked a pipe and gave his word. Nobody ended up killing him. If it was possible for me to get those robes, you could read it, get somebody to translate it other than taking my word for it. He committed suicide. 40% of his troops committed suicide. The only harm they brought to him were the women that punched holes in his ear so he could hear better. So if any, the afterworld, if he gave his word, he would listen to himself, says, I will not do this, and go back on his word. Because he might come down floating out here. Some of you find him in your backyard. You go to mow your backyard, and he's laying there. Anyway, this lady that sold the property, so many Indian people were removed from there. Some that didn't want to go were dragged. That's not in your history books. A lot of children that were crying and hanging on to the lodge poles were torn apart. They pulled on them so hard that the arms came off or the leg came off. Did it matter? No. They wanted that land. They got it. Now, to buy property there, you can't get an acre for less than $100,000, $115,000. It's fertile land. They took us from our families. I was 6 years old, sold us down in Santa Fe for the new hospital, is Indian Hospital. Used to be barracks for the Fort Marcy troops. They stuck us in there. People from Santa Fe came on. They bought us for $5. They tried to give his name at the old Spanish Baptist mission. I never kept their name. They took us to the coal mines in Cerrillos to go work for them, gave us burlap bags to fill up with coke, which burns hotter than coal, for the locomotives. They wouldn't feed us, so we used to boil little pieces of leather from our leggings or buckskin jackets to fill our bellies. Am I saying that you feel sorry for me? I could care less. They asked me to speak. I'm outspoken. I am saying it. It's in my book. You want to read more? You can have a copy, autographed for $15. Bargain, all right? You know, they asked for peace. We gave our word, buried a spear in the ground, and gave our word. We kept our word. They asked Geronimo, Mangas, Nanas, Del West Maine Apaches. They put a stone, a rock on the ground. Says, here's our word, and waited. People used to, the troops later on, used to go and see if the sun had melted that rock, then peace would be over. Those rocks still remain. Geronimo, now there's one person that you had as a president, Bush. He's going to court the 23rd of this month, or around in there, because they have his bones, his skull and his bones, the fraternity that he belonged to, his father. They say it initiated the whole thing. I don't know, and I don't care. The only thing I care about is those bones are given back to his grandson now that they're taking him to court. You think money talks? Indian action speaks louder, and we will have our day. In other talks that I've given, I've been told that we wouldn't have what we have if it weren't just for us. Just, and I thank you. We're not at war anymore, but I will bring war to you. My weapon is the same thing you gave us, the laptop, the computer. My arrow is going to be that pencil. I will sign the peace treaty, but I have to learn the computer first. I know how to turn it on now. My friends got me a computer because I write, and it's there. Turn it on. Where? And then Sue, that worked on my book, she went somewhere and said she left me a folder, and then there's a mouse. Okay? So I put cheese on the table, and a mouse trap trying to catch a mouse, okay? And then I tore everything off my shelves, looking for that folder. She came on and said, what happened here? I'm looking for the folder. What's this? There's a mouse, you said. She turned the computer on, here's this little dinky thing like this. And that's the mouse she was playing with. I am one of the smart butt Indians now. I have a cell phone. My friends got it for me, okay? And they said what to do and all that stuff. Well, they called when they got home. I answered and I pressed the red button, turned it off. Nobody said anything. I closed it. That's not it. Mine's different. Okay, it went like that for quite a little bit. I got tired of it. I mean, answering the phone and nobody would talk to me. So I stuck it in between the mattress and the box frame. Okay, at the end of the hall, in the bedroom. Next day, I called him from the payphone. And that thing was dead, all right? So I said, well, you have to, Susan kept telling me, you have to charge it. Well, I found out, but I pulled the little thing out and it popped out and I thought I'd broke it, okay? It's a little rubber cover or something. We met next day and they went through some other thing. Now I got 11 messages in there and I'm trying to see who called me, and I called Susan, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. So she called me and I said, hello? I said, why is she calling me? I didn't call her. She said, you rang me, you called me. I said, told my ass, I did. But I'm getting there. You know, these peace treaties, it's all political hypocrisy. They say that the Colt 45 won the West. It was a lie put on paper. It was a lie put on paper. If you sign here, you can have all this land for yourself. But we don't want that. We're happy where we're at. But they knew better. Look at Peltier. Think of Peltier. Say your prayers for Peltier. You know, we gave our word during the war in the nations. We kept our word, same as the Utes, same as the Apaches. They asked him to sign a peace treaty. If somebody comes to your house, would you sign here and you pick up the pencil and then put it down, does that mean you sign? That you signed your name to that piece of paper? Saying they can walk up with the doorknobs off your house, hinges or whatever. Does it mean that? Yes or no? The Hakkari Apaches and the Comanches, when they came up looking for their children and the women that were taken from their families, were attacked by another Indian nation. We happened to, my people, not me, you know, I'm only 22, somewhere around close to it. My people happened to be there, and they backed the Apaches and the Comanches. Later on, they heard that they had gone out and wiped out most of the Hakkari Apache nations, and what the elders wrote on the buffalo robes, it's no different than what we got. Chicken pox, mumps, measles, dysentery, cholera, tuberculosis. If you sign here, you can have all this stuff. Meat that was rotten. We never got a food allotment rations. We got meat that was spoiled. Oatmeal that had little mites in it. And yet, they would write back to Washington, and Washington would come out and say, same as the BIA is doing now. And you're going to put it on CD, just like they do now. Tehachapi, southwest of Albuquerque. Buildings are falling apart. Classrooms. Yet the BIA, if I'd have thought about it, if I'd have remembered, I was in a rush. Same as my painting don't look good, you should see the bathroom. I wrote Indian graffiti. Hope you women don't have that problem, put makeup on. I was nervous. Got graffiti all over the mirror, walls, and everything. My apologies to the guy that does the cleaning around here. But, you know, just, you never want to see a nervous Indian. You know, treaties. We signed one with Arapahoe High School. We have what I call the Sidewalk Indians, Weekend Warriors. Arapahoe High School wanted to use the Arapahoe Warriors logo. Tom, the principal, and Carol McLaughlin, she's Arapahoe. They couldn't get anywhere with this Weekend Warriors. Wallace Coffee, Johnny Mahula would have gone for it. They'd have been there to help her. But they'd already transferred over. Johnny Mahula was the director of IAIA in Santa Fe. Johnny Mahula was a vice somebody, but they had school. Beautiful powwows, beautiful people from all over the world. Carolyn McLaughlin got a hold of me. And since I sit, when I'm not out doing sweat lodges out here and all that stuff, I sit with the council elders in the Arapahoe Nations. It's on video. We sat and we watched it. I got a hold of the elders up, the Arapahoe Nations. 5 buses were supposed to come down out of there with the elders and some teachers and some children that came out, that would come out and perform. 2 other buses were full of holes. When the state police, reservation police, and the BIA were shooting at the buses. And they can't deny that because it is in paper. I have the clippings. We have the pictures. And we have the children that are there to tell their story, which is coming out pretty soon. We made it to the Arapahoe High School, met with the children, met with the principal, met with everybody. So a proclamation was wrote up. Wilbur was blind since day one that he was born. He's the artist that drew the picture of the Arapahoe warrior. When we do beadwork or whatever, or any other Indian anywhere, if they do beadwork, there's always one mistake. There's always one mistake. Nothing is perfect. If you think you're perfect, stay home, because you're wrong. We all make mistakes at one time or another, so we can't be different. Anyway, we brought the buses down. Grandpa Sharp Nose, his grandfather was the last chief of the Arapahoe. He talked. Dewey talked. Grandma Elizabeth, she crossed over not too long ago, 111 years old. She danced out there. They didn't stumble. And if there were, just think, if you were in the walker business, you'd go out there and rent walkers. Make a killing out. That's what I'm going to go into next. I'm going to be going around kidnapping walkers, holding them for a ransom. Yeah, it's a moneymaker. Anyway, we came out to Arapahoe in Colorado, put on the presentation, signed a proclamation to the school. It's a peace treaty. They've honored that. A lot of the children from Columbine School were there in attendance. I sat with them, played the drum, sung, 49 and everything, beautiful, beautiful children. 3 days later, Columbine by shooting. Anybody hear about that in the paper? Did you read about, well, you can read about it in the paper, the state talks, but it don't really tell you what it really is. A lot of children that were attendance there at Arapahoe High School in Colorado. You know one thing about children, before you get too tied up in your own little social circle, regardless of how old that child is, pull them close to you. Communicate in silence if you have to. But listen to what they have to say. Because then you don't have a child going out and saying, well, I can do this, you know, that'll bring me attention to the newspaper. They're reaching out for help. And if you're not there to give it to them, then don't call him your child. If he is your child, he's your child in a claim during income tax time anyway. An elder said, as you can say more in silence than what you can standing all day and talking.
Now we're going to have question, answers, discussion. What? And those of you that speak Spanish, cool, right on. Those who speak English, cool, right on. Native American, my friend here is multilingual. Muchas lenguas.
Some questions I will not answer. Some questions are very sacred, and I will not answer. Do I eat spam? No. I went and had my blood pressure checked. I am 186 pounds. High blood pressure, 110 over 60. Lean, mean, Cheyenne dancing machine. I'd like to apologize to the young lady sitting over there that came to finish the sweat lodge. I am picky about the sweat lodge, and if it's not taking care of it right now, I do jump on people. And I got on her last night. And I thought about it afterwards, after I finished my coffee. I didn't want to change the taste of my coffee. But I can understand her having children, and children, like I said, come first. But to me, if you say, I will be there, drop by and leave me a note on your way to the coffee shop or whatever, just down the road a ways. We went out the other night. We had a good time. I saw a lady beat up one of those machines that... slot machine. She beat it up. First she poked it like that, and then she smacked the hell out of it with her purse. Now my beautiful sister friend Carolyn, there was a meeting going on, so we went out and we ate. Met this De Negro that just moved down here from out north in Arizona, and I told her, I used to sit with the elders, and we used to eat sweet and sour pork, you know, on rice with chopsticks. And says, oh, yeah. Says, oh. I don't know why, but anyway, my apologies, Marianne. To me, you give your word. Anybody, keep your word. Questions?
In English?
¿Qué pasó? Yes.
Are you the gentleman that comes to the Taos or the Taos area? Excuse my voice. Maybe 3 or 4 times a year that runs a legitimate sweat lodge that will accept white people?
I run a sweat lodge here in town. I have been in this area for about maybe 5-6 years. Anybody that wants to come to my sweat lodge, come to my sweat lodge. It is done with a lot of respect. If you have taken a drink of beer, booze or whatever the night before, don't insult my sweat lodge. Don't insult me. Stay away until you're clean. Whether if you're white, pink, blue, yellow, or red, you're welcome to my sweat lodge.
Richard Archuleta told me he was going to connect me up with maybe you, but he didn't tell me how it was going to happen.
Well, I have a cell phone now. All right. Don't know how to use it, but it's there.
Maybe I should write your name down and ask him.
Where the heck is it? Oh, right here.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome to my sweat lodge anytime. Love it's done with a lot of respect. We have potluck. I make tortillas, pico de gallo, refried beans, or a vegetable soup. Somebody over here. This is a coop stick. Instead of going out and... it is a coop stick. This, being contrary, Hioka, they're known for riding their horses backwards and touching the enemy with a stick, a coup stick. Mm. Once that person is touched, they cannot fight anymore. That way, in the afterworld, there's no enemies. That's why the war paint, they're putting their war paint on. The paint is put on, it is given by the elders. If the elders do not give it to you, it'll happen the same thing that happened down in San Juan Pueblo de Paua one time. This young man went in there dancing. He just put paint on. None of the elders recognized it. Knocked him to the ground and rubbed his face on the ground. Anything that is on here, on my outfit, was given to me by the elders. So that's what this is, a coup stick.
Do you mind my asking, are you of the Cheyenne Dog Soldier Society, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm Cheyenne Cree.
So they still exist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, we still do. My grandfather, my grandfather's father and my grandfather were of Tahosia, which is a dog soldier society. And I am a dog soldier. I even fought my dogs one time when they were with me. Anyway. Okay. I was a kickboxer one time, professional kickboxer. All right? I worked in this factory, and I used to kickboxes over in the corner. I was good at it. Okay, another question.
Could you tell us a little bit about your book, the title, and what it's about?
My friends just had this published for me not too long ago. It is talked about almost the same thing that I talk about here, being a sweat lodge keeper, being a sun dancer, being taken from my family and taken out to Cerrillos, New Mexico, being sold for $5, and then running away from the school, and that the children's trail of tears from Anadarko, Oklahoma, into La Junta, Colorado. And then when Robert Maldonado's people, they took us back, a freight wagon, to our families. The BIA, the Catholics, the Christian, the Mormons came in and they wanted us back again, but they wouldn't give them. So they took one side of the government housing away. That left the three walls. If the wind was blowing from that side, my friend Richard, we would take this part here and put it over on the other side to block the wind, okay? I have nothing against organized religion. They try to teach us their side of the religion. But we didn't understand. They spoke funny. We didn't understand English. We spoke funny. They didn't understand Indian. When we said our prayers, when we smoked our little pipes that were given to us by our families, they would smack on the hands with boards. Actually, I have broken knuckles. Anyway, does that answer your question, ma'am?
I didn't quite understand. Where was the Cheyenne Nation moved to?
They brought us from Oklahoma. That is our Indian nation out there in Oklahoma. They brought us all the way up from there. Some of my people stayed at South Lyon. Some, they kept on going until they got up to Lame Deer. That's Northern Cheyenne. Some stayed down around the Arkansas River, which is just past the Platte River in Denver, Colorado. Some went on further into the Cree Nations in Canada, Alberta, Manitoba, Regina, Quebec. But we are, my people are originally from Oklahoma.
When you refer to they, who exactly are they?
What do you mean, they?
You keep bringing up they, and I don't understand who they.
What was I talking about then when I say they? They that moved us?
Who are they?
The Calvary, the BIA.
Just maybe I can help them out. Specific intent on the federal government, contrary to what Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson want, to force this westward movement. And so what happened was that they moved a lot of Native American, Aboriginal people, starting in the Georgias and the South Carolinas of the world, including the Chickasaws, which my wife, great-great-grandfather was the chief of, and so there was a concerted effort to move west. So a lot of the tribes that you see today originated in other parts of the country. Some of them went into Florida, a group of them went into Florida along with African slaves and even Anglo people, and that formed the Seminole tribe. So there was a concerted effort, just as you see what is happening today in the financial market, just as you see in the failure of history to teach you the honest things that have taken place. Those things were specifically designed to allow Anglos to move into those areas. So they moved those tribes west. It's a bigger story than you would imagine, and you've been denied that history. And from this program, you're gonna hear about it. So that's how, that's who they were. And that's where they came from. In the hills of North Carolina, and the hills of Tennessee, and the hills of Kentucky, and some of those other states down there, you had a group of people that came from Ireland and Scotland, and they settled those hills. And some of them are in Texas now. And there's a separation of cultures in Texas. One's the hills people, that includes San Antonio, that includes Austin. And then you had the other group that moved out of the hills into that part of Texas. So they, that you're referring to, is the federal government creating land, taking it away from Native Americans, moving them westward. And it continues, including the Buffalo Soldiers, which you've heard a lot about, that would be a part of this program.
Thank you.
Do you feel that you can speak to the situation between the Ute people and people in northwestern New Mexico, like Abiquiu?
Oh, yes. There's quite a few of the Utes living in Abiquiu. They are the Utes. They're from around Durango and Ignacio. They have some of the prettiest outfits, clothing, jewelry, and everything in Abiquiu during powwow time. And not only that, but you can sit with them and enjoy a good conversation and not feel any difference in race or... Before I go any further, I would like to say that in my sweat lodge, when I go in there and I sit, I say prayers for Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, Mandela, Peltier. Martin Luther King had a dream, shared it with everybody. We've been doing the same thing since the beginning of time. And I still share that dream with you. Be at peace. Thank you.
Okay, like I said earlier, I encourage you all to join the Old Spanish Trail Association. It's only $25. There's a lot of things that we need to do as a united people. Here in Taos, you know, Spanish, Mexican, Anglo, Pueblo, Native American, Asian, the different cultures that are here. There's a lot we can do together. Oh yeah, you can join the TAA, you can join this, that, and the other. But none of them focuses on the trail. The trail's from New Mexico to California. And then from New Mexico to Canada, from New Mexico to Mexico, to Latin America. This trail doesn't just mean Spanish and French and Indian. It means trade. We have to trade information. I also encourage you to join the organization, because if you join, you get a discount. The 16th National Conference of the Trail Association will occur at Ignacio, Colorado, on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation. The Utes have been very involved. No, the Camino Real is another one. It has an extension to Taos, but mainly from Santa Fe down to Mexico. Anyway, so the conference will be June 5th, 6th, and 7th. These lectures are occurring every Saturday in April and May, and then when they're over, the first weekend in June, this national conference at Ignacio, Colorado. So these lectures are to stir information to you, to spark your interest, to get you to come and be with us. This is really wonderful. This is the largest crowd we've had. Yes, it's Friday, June 5th, June 6th, June 7th. I don't have the complete. Anyway, so we have plenty of these. And another reason that you all need to join this organization is because we need to work together. There's so many things that are needed. Like one of the things that we need is a curriculum in the schools. Fortunately, one of our presenters on May 30th is this young man here with his little child. This is Warren Kelly. He's going to present on May 30th. His topic is teaching the old Spanish trail. Another thing that we need is signage markers. Let me just stop it with one more thing. Mark Henderson?
Yes.
Could you come tell us about the August, just what you know so far concerning the August in Santa Fe, the trails?
Oh, in 2010?
Yeah.
This
is Mark Henderson, one of the members from Taos.
I don't want to go on too long about this because I know everybody's anxious to leave. A number of us intend to stick around for a while, so I'm going to try to be very brief. For questions about the Old Spanish Trail Association, we have a wonderful website, and so the answer to the question on the convention, go to our website, which is listed, I believe, on the brochure, on the membership brochure. That would be a good place to get further information. For the gentleman that had a question about Abiquiu next weekend, there'll be a lengthy discussion from some folks from Abiquiu about the relationship of the current community to the Old Spanish Trail and some ideas that people in the community have. As many of you know, the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe is this year, and there is a celebration continuing into next year. One of the characteristics of Santa Fe, one of the things that makes Santa Fe such an important place in history, is that it is the central place, the node, where a number of historical trails emanate from. And this was an important region, probably more important 400 years ago in trade and commerce than it is now. Colonization has somewhat marginalized us at this point. So Santa Fe, part of the celebration of Santa Fe, the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe, will be a trails symposium. And that's planned for 2010. So that's way in the future. There's currently a website where people who are interested in the trail phenomena in this region can go to. And I'm not sure I brought that information. But if any of you want to share your email addresses, I'll try to have is there a sign-up list up there? We'll try to get a sign-up list before you leave, and I'll try to get you more information on it. And you can go and take the survey.
This trail symposium that's going to occur next August, probably in Santa Fe, is very important. See, we have the Old Spanish Trail Association. They have the Santa Fe Trail Association. And then there's El Camino Real Trail Association. Those are three trails. And then there's Route 66 Association. Those are four. And then there's more. But everybody is doing their own thing for their own selves. Last year, the 15th National Conference of the Old Spanish Trail Association occurred at Oquewenge Resort. You know how many people from Taos went? Me. And Robin. Okay? Robin went because he recorded it. Robin went because what he's doing here today, he did over there. So that's two. Two? And the Taos News did carry an excellent full article. You know, what happened? Well, everybody was doing different things. But anyways, so now we have the one coming up in June at Ignacio, Colorado. It would be wonderful if we could get a lot of y'all to join the organization. It's only $25. And if we could form an auto caravan from Taos to Abiquiu, pick up some other people there from Abiquiu, and follow the Old Spanish Trail route from Abiquiu all the way to San Ignacio. Okay, well, I want to thank you all very much. Bring your books, para que los vean. Okay, they're over here.